Sorry, welcome back to Thai League Central Podcast. It's season 2, episode 2, and I'm Ty, your host, back with the hosting duties again as Gian and Op take a bit of a break. And today I invite Paul on to discuss the matters surrounding the Thai national team. So their quest for the World Cup qualification continues without the big names such as Thirsin Dangda and confirmed just a few days ago, Thiraton Bunmathan. Paul, I want to know a bit about of the Thai football situation without Thirsin, over 100 caps for the national team, without Thiraton now, the team captain for this side with years and years of experience in the J-League. How are our chances looking?
Well, even with those players in the squad, I think the chances are still odds against because of the position they find themselves in. Remember, UAE are 2 points behind them, but they've got a game in hand, and Thailand also trailing Malaysia and Vietnam. So it's a really tough ask at the moment, and obviously losing those two players makes it that much tougher. I think Thiraton's a bigger miss than Thirsin. I think Thirsin's influence, he's still the number one striker, but it's been sliding a little bit in the last couple of years. His fitness has been unreliable, and Thailand have to learn to live without Thirsin and find somebody else. So it's a great opportunity for a couple of people to step up and show that there's life after Thirsin, of course. But yeah, I do fear more. Thiraton, I think, makes the team tick a lot more. I think despite his position, it's not a central position he plays, I just think his influence, all the things he can do, there's nobody that can really replace what he gives the team. So that's a much bigger loss. And if you look at the qualifiers, the worst performance was in Malaysia. And I think that's the game that Thiraton missed through suspension. And I remember the game after that, everyone feared the worst in Vietnam. And I think Thiraton's performance in that game was exceptional, apart from missing the penalty, of course. But these things happen. I think Thiraton's missing is a huge loss, and I think, you know, the morale of the team must be affected by that as well.
Yeah, I think the way that he sort of withdrew from the national team has started and has stirred a bit of backlash among Thai fans as well as the media. There's not a lot of players who decide this last minute to basically withdraw from the national team. I don't think there's been this type of incident before where such a key figure for the side has just decided, hey, I'm not going to come because of the COVID restrictions. And he himself is so quiet about it. Thiraton has not come out publicly and said anything about his decision to, you know, to exit from the national team. You mentioned, yeah, we are right now in third place. So UAE a game behind with 6 points. Thailand in third place with 8. Malaysia a point ahead of us in second place, and Vietnam with 11 points in first place. So Vietnam in pole position. They haven't lost yet in the group stage phase. Of course, we start off with Indonesia, then UAE, then wrap it up against Malaysia. Looking at the schedule overall, so we're getting quite close to it. Do you think the schedule maybe helps Thailand a bit? You know, you have that first game against Indonesia where you can sort of ease into it, see how the players are. Then in a few days, you play against the host, UAE. That game much probably will define if we go through or not. And then you have a week to prepare for Malaysia afterwards. So how do you see the schedule panning out for us?
Yeah, I agree. It couldn't be better, really, the order of games, because you start, as you say, with the most winnable game, I think everyone would agree, against Indonesia. And if you get the 3 points in that, you give a good performance, it builds morale for the game against UAE, which is the crunch. And get the right result against the UAE and, you know, against Malaysia, it could be all to play for in that last game and needing 3 points to move through to the next stage. It's going to be, I mean, to win the game against UAE is not, I think it's doable. I don't think UAE are as strong as they were a few years back. They will be tough on home soil, but, you know, and they don't have the huge biggest crowds anyway, so I don't think not having fans will be a big factor for them, as it might be for other countries. But yeah, I think the order of fixtures helps Thailand, but they've also got to rely on results in other games as well. So, I mean, my feeling is they have to win all three games to be sure of qualifying. 7 points, they have a chance, probably as best runners up. But anything less than 7 points won't be enough, I don't think.
Yeah, one defeat will definitely wrap things up. I mean, and if it goes bad, if Thailand do lose or not pick up a win against Indonesia, I think might as well just pack the bags and go home. A bit on the players left in this team. So, like we mentioned in previous tweets and previous posts on Thai League Central, do check us out on Twitter and Facebook as well, now on Instagram. So we won't have the six players who guarantee won't go. So there's the four, which is Tirasen, who's hurt, Philip Roller, who's hurt, Tirapun, who's hurt, and Tirton, who I want to say bailed, but let's just say withdrew. Then the two other COVID players who, as of now, will not be traveling with the team. I mean, if they do get out of quarantine and they do test again and get vaccinated in time, they can fly out and still join the team in UAE. But from what I've been told, they will not fly out with the team tonight. I mean, who in this team needs to step up? I guess Chanathip and Thanawalt will be flying in, but Paul, who will have to step up in different positions for Thailand and help this team gain maximum points?
I think Thitipan is going to be key. You're looking for leadership on the pitch, and you know these games require somebody with a strong mentality that can motivate the other players around him. And he seems the obvious choice now in that, you know, his level of experience, his ability, his position on the park. I think a lot of the young players will be looking to him to drive them forward, possibly Sarach and Piti Watt as well. So that central midfield area, I think that's where you've got quality, but you've also got the types of players who have got reasonable level of experience internationally and Champions League as well, when you look at Sarach in particular. But I think they need to lead the players around them in training, on the pitch as well. And I really hope that the players around them respond to that. I mean, I'm choosing that area as well because of the experience. And you've got guys like Super Choke up front. We want to see him show what he can do on this stage. But in defence, again, we're just hoping for the best with a central defensive partnership they come up with, because it's the least stable unit of the team. And, you know, we don't really have a partnership we can say that's going to work. So if we can get the midfield right, and obviously we know there's quality in the attacking midfield area, much more so than any other, and much more depth there than any other part of the team, they've got a chance for sure. But it's a lot's going to ride on that first performance, I think, and getting off on the right foot.
Yeah, good point there on the depth of the attacking midfielders. There's just a load of names you can go through. I think all our attacking midfielders will be fit as of today. So Ekanit is back to full fitness again. The brother Supachok and Supanak, I mean, Buriram have probably been feeding them the best protein you can find in the country. Chanathip, as of today, again, it's touch and go, but he says he will be joining the squad in UAE. And Thanawalt I think he's going to be the wild card, and maybe you can talk a bit more about him, but he's a Thai player playing U23 Premier League level games. That's going to be some quality to add to this national team, right, Paul?
Yeah, you have to imagine. I mean, there's a bit of skepticism about his appearances on the Leicester bench as possibly a King Power publicity stunt in some ways. And I don't think he made his debut, but he's got to have something about him to reach that level. He must have some qualities that I'm sure must be good enough for the Thai national team. If you can reach that level, it's got to be. And I'm very interested in seeing what he can bring to the team. Obviously, he's elected to play for Thailand. I think he's eligible for France as well. But with Leicester, having such a good season, being involved at that level, he's going to bring confidence, hopefully, to the team. I mean, I don't know if he speaks much Thai. I don't know if the communication factor might be an issue. But I imagine a lot will be expected of him. If he's been brought into the team, he's sat on the bench in Premier League games in England. As you say, he could make the difference because we haven't seen much of him, obviously, because he's been playing under 23s mostly. But I'd love to see what he can do for sure.
Yeah, definitely. His Thai is not very strong. He speaks more French than he does English or Thai. So maybe Tristan Doe can offer him a bit of help there. Now we talked a bit now about the attack. So going forward, a plethora of options. You did mention a bit the midfield. There are solid grade A Thai League players around that midfield area. Now, defensively, though, Paul, this is an area of major concerns, because when you fans do this all the time, when the national team is playing, we see this starting 11 and China Tip's going to slide right in. You have, the wingers, Ekinen, Supachol, you have the midfielders, Pituat, Sarat, Titipan, whoever. But the defensive, the two center backs in the middle, Paul, it's Tom Beer, it's Pansa. Supan also is very rated, highly rated by Nishino. Who do you think right now, if everyone's fit, if everyone in that roster is fit, do you think it will be Tom Beer and Pansa, or do you think maybe someone like Supan will slide in?
Well, I mean, assuming he's going to play four at the back, my personal choice would be Tom Beer and Pansa. I think they're probably the two most solid ones. I mean, Supan on his day, I think, could certainly fit in, but I just think he's a bit too inconsistent. And I think slightly more reliable to have Pansa and Tom Beer in there. But we're still waiting for a top class Thai centre back to emerge. And those two are as good as we've got at the moment. Good Thai League players, but it just seems to be the area where Thailand struggle in international games. Mm. Obviously, UAE have got some talent going forward. And, even I think one of the best Thailand performances I've ever seen was the home game against UAE, when they dominated. But they were still within, they had to pull off an incredible save just to win the game at the end. They were hanging on. And again, that's just that once they switch off in defence, and you're always expecting that to happen at some point. So yeah, I think it's the hardest job for Nishino to pick his centre back pairing. And remember the previous World Cup campaign, that all the late goals they conceded, and again, just losing concentration and focus. So that's the biggest challenge. But yeah, I think those two, Beer and Pansa, for me, represent the best chance of doing well in defence.
I mean, there's a few other solid options in there. There's Waterwood from Port. You also have Tanaboon, who can slide back and play there. And Bawi from Ratbury. So they're carrying everybody. Whoever tests negative for COVID, they're carrying the whole team. All 41 in total are going to be there. So I do expect some rotation. But now to the main point, or the main talking point of this podcast, because Tiraton is not available anymore, Paul, there's a few options for left back. I think we might go for the same guy, but there's Chad Mongkon, young left back from Chonburi. You could go with Ernesto, who's never played, for the first team before. Same thing you can say for Chaturapat. And then there's Sasalat. So safest option, Sasalat for this one, a no-brainer. He'll probably play all three games.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer for me. I really rate Sasalak. He's not the same quality as Tiraton, but he's got a lot of energy. He'll get up and down the left-hand side. He's got the attacking impetus. So what Tiraton does very well is keep the opposition on the back foot sometimes. So he sends the ball back forward. He pushes the opposing fullback. And that's what Sasalak is capable of as well. Defensively, again, he's not the strongest, but he does have the energy to cover himself and get back in, and he's got pace. So, and he's got experience with Buriram in the Champions League, so he's got the international experience behind him too. So yeah, I look at the other guys and say, you know, Chapman Conn's one for the future. Ernesto, I don't even know why he's there, to be honest. He's a decent player, but he's not in the same class as the others, I don't think. And you know, at his current age, it's a bit of a confusing selection. Maybe there was words between Nishino and his fellow Japanese at Samut Prakan who persuaded him that Ernesto was right for the squad. But yeah, Sasalak, absolutely no other choice for me.
Mm. All right. Before we wrap things up, I feel like I have to apologize to the listeners because we're jumping. You know, we're going to start with the Tiraton issue, go a bit to midfield, go to the attacking players, now center backs and left backs. I want to end on this one because Op did a piece analyzing basically every single footstep Natsuo has ever set on a football pitch. And he did a great job. Do check that article out on Natsuo's game analysis. But we're going to end with the forward position. So if we do a 4-2-3-1, what's your bet on Nishino's main man? Is he going to go with a false nine again like he did way, way back? Or do you think it's going to be between Arisak and Natsuo?
It's hard to predict because there's no obvious choice here. There's with Tirasen out, you've got a few options there. But I get the feeling he might put Adisak up there for safety, for his experience, his physicality as well. My choice would be Natsuo. I just think he's in form. He offers something different in terms of movement, the type of goals he's capable of. I think Adisak will start against Indonesia, and depending on his form in that game, it might change or it may not for the next fixtures. And obviously, you know, Adisak's had some injury problems over the years, so it may not be safe to rely on him to get through the three games unscathed. I get the feeling Adisak will be in there. But he has proved that he can score goals at this level. But I think Natsuo is a more exciting prospect, and I think it would be really good to give him the experience. And again, as I said, Tiraspol's absence is an opportunity. Arisak's 30 now. I'd like to see the guy that's going to be the future and see what he can do at this time, because there's nothing to lose. They're behind. They're not protecting a lead here. They've got to go for it. And I think Natsuo is possibly a better option to do that.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll wrap things up there for this podcast. Great having you on, Paul. Thai League Central will be having a lot more content previewing, updating, as well as all the other good stuff for the Thai national team's World Cup qualifications second round in Dubai. Anyways, till next time, Paul. See you later, and sawadee krap.
Cheers.